The Lord God is my help. The Lord God is my help. The Lord God is my help. Are you going to dispute with me? So we heard in our first reading, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? Go ahead. Go ahead. Prove me wrong this day. Anybody? No challenges? So therefore, because the Lord God is my help, and there is no one who can prove me wrong, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. My sisters and brothers, today is another one of those days, a day in which we stand up for what we believe. But rather, it isn't standing up for what we believe, but standing up for the one in whom we believe. So we have to prove it. And what we have to do is that we have to live our faith. We have to live it and not just talk about it. We have to live our faith. And therefore, James reminds us that if we have no works to accompany that faith, then that faith is dead, dead, dead. And I believe we have a lot of dead Catholics around. A lot of dead Catholics. Because we talk so much about our faith. We talk and we talk and we talk, but we do not live. Because I've said it over and over and over again, that we will come to Mass and we'll have a grand old time while we're at Mass. But as we walk through that door, we start to live again in the very way that we came into the church. Why is the world in this state that it is in? And I dare to say it is because we as Christians, we as Catholic Christians, have not lived up to our faith. We talk too much. So is it any wonder that when you heard the gospel reading, that after Jesus asked them, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter made his response, he said to them, "Do not tell anybody about this." But people have taken that to mean that Jesus doesn't want us to say anything. He wants us to keep silent. But Jesus was saying, don't talk about it, live it. That's why he went on to say that the Son of Man is going to suffer and die. Because he was one who demonstrated to his people what he was about. So do we know Jesus? Do we believe in this Jesus? Do we want to be like this Jesus? But no, we make it up as we go along. So we are not challenged by what we claim to believe. We only just talk about it, but we don't live it. And we have been going through this for weeks now in the church. And I hope that we're not going to wait for another 3 years, because when we get back to year B in 3 years' time, we'll hear those same readings again and again. But I know that in 3 years' time, I won't be here as the rector. Definitely not. So this will be my last opportunity to challenge you in those words. Because we need, my sisters and brothers, to live our faith, to live that faith. And when we live that faith, then no one can challenge us. No one can confront us. No one can say we are wrong, because no one can say that the God in whom I believe is not the true God. So you see, if we have been talking the talk, it is time to walk that walk. And where will we walk? We have to walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So yes, day by day, wherever we go, we're expected to live that faith, to live it out, to let people know the God in whom we believe. Not by our words, but by our actions. People want to see that. So earlier on in the year, we heard in the book of Joshua, when Joshua challenged the people, and he said to them, choose this day whom you will serve, and if God is God, then serve him. And we also heard Jesus in the Gospel of John challenging us earlier on when he said to his disciples, when other people stopped following him, he said to them, will you also go away? And they responded, Lord, to whom shall we go? Because you have the very words of everlasting life. And we have come to believe and to know that you are the Christ. And so again today, Jesus asks, who do you say I am? Not what do other people say, but who do you say? So do you believe in him? That's what you have to profess. Not just profess it when you say the words of the creed, but profess that with your lives. So, dear sisters and brothers, the time has come. The time is now. So we don't have to wait until Ash Wednesday to hear Paul saying to us that now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. Because it is now, it is today. And we always hear, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Do not. And that's what Jesus wants us to do, to make that decision and to truly take up our cross, to take up the cross and to follow him. Will we do that? I can't get you to do that. But guess what? I will do that. I will do that today. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I will profess my faith by the way that I live. And I pray that you will do the same.